Well, the other day, I noticed that the dealer tag on the front of my car that I, you know, how
the dealer tag,
like the car dealers, you know, they put like a little tag on the front license plate holder.
Yeah, when you're driving, when you're test driving it.
No, just like to have it on there to advertise their car dealership.
Oh, you're talking about the little placeholder, the little frame for your license plate. Okay.
Well, they ripped it off. Off of the front.
Maybe they were a big fan of the dealer.
But still, you know, it's all, it's completely off except for like a little tag that's still stuck to the bolt. Yeah. Luckily, they didn't scratch my car when they did it, which doesn't really bother me as much as the bumper being partly off. Not like completely like hanging down, dragging on the ground, but there is like a little gap in between the rest of the car and the bumper.
This is the front bumper?
The back bumper.
The back bumper.
Yeah, I noticed it yesterday when I was coming out of work at the courthouse. I looked at it, I was like, hey, my bumper's coming off. So I kind of got it back on.
Yeah, because if it was the front bumper, I would think you maybe just got hit, and that also messed up the dealer thing, and so they just took it out to remove evidence.
Yeah, but it was back. My dad thinks that someone was standing on my bumper to look over our fence to see in our backyard.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah.
Did he see it or something? Or?
No, but, I mean, we don't know why, because it just happened.
That is a weird theory.
And we had a we have a bunch of weirdos in Clay Center, so...
Hometown pride, right there. So, have you done something recently to cause somebody to, you know, be a little bit upset toward you?
Nothing that I know of. I'm usually a generally nice person.
Usually being the operative word.
But lately I haven't been mean to anybody.
You're so sweet and wholesome. Lately I haven't been mean to everybody or anybody. Huh. I don't know. Maybe you're just it's just a random act of violence, I guess, against your car.
But that's so sad, because, like... Escort.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, a few years ago, probably in 2004, it got broken into. It was my fault for leaving it unlocked.
Yeah.
And I was moving into my apartment in Concordia, and I was moving stuff from my parents' house into my car, and some of my stuff was in my car, but they didn't touch that. They stole all the change out of one of my cup holders.
They just needed to make a phone call or get a soda or something.
There wasn't that much change in there for it, so...
Wow.
They just took it all. I was like, okay, and like, our neighbor saw someone over there messing with my car, so he called the cops, and the cops came, and they're like, did they steal anything? And I'm like, looking through all my stuff, and I'm like, no, just some change.
My change! That'd have been great if you got hysterical about that. My change! My change! Some people keep, you know, dollars of change in their car. Like, lots of change.
Yeah.
Is it like a jar of change or just like some loose change?
It's just some loose change. It's mostly pennies.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Why do you have a whole bunch of pennies in your car?
Well, because there used to be more stuff, but I use it, like, to buy, like... Oh, I need to get a drink or something.
And that'll cost me 89 pennies. Here we go, sir. 1, 2, 3. Can I get a scratcher's ticket, 2, 4, 5, 6, 7? And luckily I have one left for my scratcher's ticket. Oh, I want another ticket. Here you go. Can I have another? Hey. Well, I lost that one, but I won the first. Tying up the line. The whole deal. Yeah. That's why you get your car messed with.
But I don't play the lottery.
In all seriousness, I think people who... I mean, like, my car has been messed with. I don't know if you've ever noticed my driver's side mirror is cracked.
I haven't noticed that.
Yeah. I'm thinking... It was at one of my friend's houses in Lawrence when we were in college.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked the guy later on, because there's this guy who's just randomly violent and punches things and stuff. I go, I know you don't know the car I drive, so I'm not annoyed if you did it, but did you happen to punch a mirror on the... on a Corolla out there? Maybe it's just the fact that we're flaunting, and he said no, by the way. I still don't know if I buy that. Maybe it's the fact that we're flaunting our luxurious rides in everyone's face.
Oh.
Maybe that gets your car messed with. Dukes in the morning.
Yes. Uncle Fred here.
What's up, Uncle Fred?
Got a question. Hell yeah, she considers. She needs to look at the Jerry Ann.
Yeah.
She needs to look at the positive side. If she had locked their window and they needed that change bad enough, they would have busted out the windows to get it. So with your car open, they go in there, didn't want your junk, got the change, got what they wanted, and they went on about their way.
There you go.
I kind of leave my car locked, too. It's an Escort. But I don't want somebody breaking my windows to go in there and find out I don't have anything in there. So
just leave
I just
it
wait and leave it. They go in, they get what they want. It hasn't happened yet. But I've had friends who had their windows broken out, and people get in there and find out there's really nothing in there in the first place. So she needs to look at the very optimist side of everything.
Yeah.
That's right. And you guys are escort brothers or sisters or siblings.
Yeah, the sisterhood, the Society of Ford Escort.
Yeah. Yeah. You, if you're comfortable, you can be the sisterhood. That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for calling in, man.
You're all right.
Peace. Stukes in the morning.
Hello. I actually called for two different reasons.
Okay.
I just wanted to thank you guys because you make me laugh every single morning. You guys are awesome.
Well, thanks.
And you're welcome. And also, I think that maybe when she was leaving her country bar, she could have backed into like a pole or a tree and was too drunk to know it.
Oh.
Because I know she likes to visit those places.
Yeah, Silverado's is her spot. Yeah, when did you notice this?
And no offense, I think she's awesome, but she could have got drunk.
No, I would have remembered that.
Well, I know.
I don't know.
You might have been really drunk.
Mm-hmm.
I know, because it looked fine.
Trust me, Jerry Ann can hold her liquor. Yeah.
Like, Monday, it was fine, but yesterday I noticed that it was all banged up.
Oh, well, maybe you were drunk Monday.
Yeah.
And I just don't remember drinking at all. So it could be it.
Didn't you say, am I not supposed to share the constant haze that you said you had?
You were supposed to shut up about that.
I forgot if it was shut up or share with everyone who listens.
I think it was share.
Whoops.
Jeez. I'm never telling you my secrets again.
Yeah.
Yes, you will.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Bye. Now I feel like I deserve more secrets, the way she just said that. Because I'm not getting any good secrets over here, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm so trustworthy, too.
I know.
Yeah. Stukes in the morning.
I was up at a friend's house, and we decided to go to our parents for dinner. We parked our cars off a little ways from the house because they kind of live back a little in the country, so but still in a pretty good-sized neighborhood. We went out to get in our cars, and my window was busted out with a big rock that was sitting in the driver's seat. They had stolen my track phone, but not the charger, and a support our troop magnet.
Oh, nice.
And I had been staying at my friend's, so I had, $200-$300 worth of movies and CDs in my car. Didn't touch them. My purse was in my car. They didn't steal anything out of my purse. It was just weird that that's all they had stole was the track phone and the magnet.
Yeah.
It had dented the top of the car all up, like they had taken the rock around it and beat the top of it. And they had tried to pull up her trunk with a screwdriver or a rock. We weren't sure which.
Jeez.
Yeah, and they had scratched a bad word in my one of my doors. And
man, got the full treatment, huh?
Oh, yeah. I was liking all that for still in a track zone. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. Well, you don't think you knew him at all?
No, because it was up in Topeka, and I live down in Salina, so
yeah.
I don't think anybody out there would know me. And it was right after a divorce, so everyone's like, I wonder if he followed you.
Jeez.
Like, I think he would have done worse damage than that.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, man, that's terrible. That sucks.
Yeah, the cops are like, well, there's nothing we can really do about it.
Yeah,
I was like, it's just a track zone anyway, so.
Yeah. Well, thanks for calling in.
Uh-huh.
See ya. Stukes in the morning.
I had a friend from school, and he was an atheist and not too quiet about it. But he had one of those symbols on the back of his Jeep, kind of like the Christian fish.
Oh, yeah, it says
some
Evolve.
Adaption of it.
The Evolve one?
I don't remember what it looked like.
Yeah,
but it was basically like an atheist symbol on the back of his car. And he came out one morning, and someone had ripped the thing off the back of his car and stolen his spare tire because he had a Jeep. And he didn't even know who it was, someone was pissed at him. So.
Yeah, you know what? It's like you can't put anything on your car because you're going to upset somebody and then they're going to come mess with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, well, he was the kind of guy that thought it was, you know, as an atheist, he would dress up as, you know, a priest, Catholic priest for Halloween. So I don't think a lot of people liked him very much.
Yeah, yeah. Religion's usually a sensitive deal. Hey, thanks for calling in.
All right.
Stooks in the morning.
Yeah, when I lived in Kansas City, it was the one night that I didn't take my faceplate off my stereo.
How long ago was this?
This was, let's see, about 2000 and... 2000.
Yeah, because you never hear about it, people's car radios getting stolen that much anymore.
Yeah. Well, I didn't take my faceplate in, and the next morning, the next day was Halloween. And I was getting ready, and I was getting in my costume because we dressed up for work. And there was a knock at our door, and I was living with my sister, and she went right in. She's like, there's a cop at our door. What'd you do? I go, nothing. She goes, well, you answer it. So I answered it. He goes, are you Heather? And I said, yeah. And he said, well, your car is broken into. And I was like, what? Well, me and four others in our apartment complex had been broken into. And he goes, yeah, I had a Ford Contour at the time. He's like, yeah, two of the cars were Ford Contours, so they must be easy to break into. Yeah, the passenger side window was busted out. Any car is easy to break into if you bust the window out.
Yeah.
And they ripped out my stereo and damaged the dashboard and messed up the molding around my window.
Jeez.
And then I had probably 20 CDs in there. A few were thrown on the ground. They didn't steal any of them except the one I had borrowed from my sister, which was Salt and Peppa.
Oh.
And that's the one they stole, so I had to buy her a new one.
Can you blame them?
I know. It was a great CD. It was the one with Shoop and What a Man on it. So.
Yeah.
The best songs.
Songs that hard criminals just love to get their hands on.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, thanks for calling in.
No problem.
See you later. Stooks in the morning.
Okay, so my boyfriend and I like to do this thing. Like, I like to window chalk his car.
Oh, I'm sorry?
I like to window chalk his car and write stupid stuff like, I like Fall Out Boy and stuff like that. And he hates it. So every time he gets me back, and last time he got me back by window chalking my car and coloring in every single inch of my windows.
Oh.
All of them. Yeah, and he called me. He did it like 10 o'clock at night. And I don't know why I didn't catch him. He called me when he got home that night at like midnight, and he was like, I was like, please don't color in every inch of my window. Like, he told me that he was going to threaten me. And he was like, oh, don't worry. I didn't do it yet.
Yeah.
And then next morning I wake up.
So is there still some chalk on there?
A little bit. It like.
Yeah, it's tough to get off.
Down into my window thing. So every time I roll my window down, there's like flakes.
God, that sucks. That's so annoying. Such an annoying feeling. Oh,
my car's
geez.
Never been window chalked before.
No?
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It doesn't need to be.
Well, it sucks, but it's still kind of cool to know that you are worthy of being window chalked.
Oh.
Maybe one day. Maybe that's the next step. Maybe someone will write something obscene on your car. Whoever it is that's messing with it.
Well, yeah. I can only dream.
Yeah, keep that head high. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah.
Stooks in the morning, you have a theory for us on why Jerry Ann's car is getting messed with?
I was thinking of something else. It could be an escort thing. They could just have their own club of, like, the escort haters.
Yeah?
Why would
I know,
make
Jerry,
a club?
And I know it's shocking, but some people, they might have a club. Just like you guys have your sisterhood for escorts. They have their sisterhood against escorts. It could happen.
You're right.
It's probably everybody with a Chevy.
Yep.
Hey, I've got a Chevy, but I don't want your escort.
Oh, well, thank you.
That's nice.
Thanks.
See ya. Stooks in the morning.
Yeah, I come from a small town, like 1,400, and it's dying off slowly. So we always went to, you know, the big town, Newton, to hang out. And some of my friends thought they were cool having systems in their cars. And there was two guys, they were brothers, they were stealing systems out of cars in Newton.
Yeah.
We knew who they were, we knew they were doing it. So, I'm a hillbilly at heart, I gotta say it. We put their systems in my van, and I drove around town for, know, 4 hours or so, just
weaving in and out of the lanes.
And then I parked the van and put a for sale sign in it, and I waited in the back with a, well, a shotgun that I took the shells out of and loaded with streamers.
Oh, I see where this is going now. Okay.
And they came, they busted the driver's window out of the door, got in, unlocked it, got to the back, and there I was with my shotgun. Well, the first shot, streamer straight into the guy's face. And nice. The second one, well, it was rock salt in the second shot, and it broke the skin, and he cried like a little, well, third grade school girl.
Yeah. And then Rosie O'Donnell yelled, "Confetti!"